From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the desk of biologist Kathleen Sace. Gardening in a time of climate change is a challenge. Native species decline as temperature and precipitation patterns change. Locally, we've seen this for more than a decade with a native tree, Sitka spruce, which is dying on dune crests while still thriving in wetlands. So how does a gardener plan for change? First, look south for species that live here and also live hundreds of miles further south. These include tough garden stalwarts, including evergreen huckleberry, western sword fern, lady fern, and Pacific wax myrtle. While these shrubs and ferns thrive here, they also thrive in Northern California, a good sign that they will do well as climate warms. Second, look to drier summer climates for species that might grow well here as our summers warm up and the dry season lengthens. The plus is many southern species may also survive cooler, wetter winters with a little attention to soil drainage and runoff. California poppy used to be a might-survive, might-not plant. Now it thrives in our area. With a hard cutback after flowering, it reliably goes through another burst of flowers each fall and winters over as well. Another southern genus that does well here is Ceanalthus. With dozens of species and cultivars, avoid the large leaf varieties because deer love to browse those leaves. Look for varieties with small, crinkly, hairy leaves. Ceanalthus Julia Phelps has lovely dark lavender blue flowers and very dark small evergreen leaves. In full flower, March, April into May, the plants vibrate with the buzz of bees. It's a wonderful pollinator shrub. Spotted towhees like Ceanalthus too. As ground nesters, they may stake out individual shrubs. Ceanalthus shrubs in clumps, well-spaced, attract towhees all along the dune, each calling from its own clump of Ceanalthus. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.